بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم توقير النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم وإجلاله أدب الصحابة رضي الله عنهم في رفعهم البصر إليه صلى الله عليه وسلم عن أنس رضي الله عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم كان يخرج على أصحابه من المهاجرين والأنصار وهم جلوس وفيهم أبو بكر وعمر رضي الله عنهما فلا يرفع إليه أحد منهم بصره إلا أبو بكر وعمر فإنهما كانا ينظران إليه وينظر إليهما ويتبسمان إليه ويتبسم إليهما كيفية جلوس أصحابه صلى الله عليه وسلم حوله عن أسامة بن شريك رضي الله عنه قال كنا جلوسا عند النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم كأنما على رؤوسنا الطير ما يتكلم منا متكلم إذ جاءه أناس فقالوا من أحب عباد الله إلى الله تعالى قال أحسنهم خلقا وفي رواية قال أتيت النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم وأصحابه هؤلاء كأنما على رؤوسهم الطير هيبة النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام على البراء بن عازب عن البراء بن عازب رضي الله عنه قال لقد كنت أريد أن أسأل رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم عن الأمر فأؤخر سنتين من هيبته التماس الصحابة رضي الله عنهم البركة بوضوئه ونخامته وأخرج البيهقي عن الزهري قال حدثني من لا أتهم من الأنصار أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم كان إذا توضأ أو تنخم ابتدروا نخامته فمسحوا بها وجوههم وجلودهم فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لم تفعلون هذا قالوا نلتمس به البركة فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من أحب أن يحبه الله ورسوله فليصدق الحديث وليؤدي الأمانة ولا يؤذي جاره قول عروة بن مسعود في توقير أصحاب النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم له في حديث صلح الحديبية عند البخاري وغيره عن المسور بن مخرمة ومروان ثم إن عروة جعل يرمق أصحاب رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم بعينيه قال فوالله ما تنخم رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم نخامة إلا وقعت في كف رجل منهم فدلك بها وجهه وجلده وإذا أمرهم ابتدروا أمره وإذا توضأ كادوا يقتتلون على وضوئه وإذا تكلم خفضوا أصواتهم عنده وما يحدون إليه النظر تعظيما له فرجع عروة إلى أصحابه فقال أي قوم والله لقد وفدت على الملوك وفدت على قيصر وكسرى والنجاشي والله إن رأيت ملكا قط يعذمه أصحابه ما يعذم أصحاب محمد محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم حديث عبد الرحمن بن الحارث في التماس الصحابة البركة بوضوئه عن أبي قردة السلمي قال كنا عند النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فدعا بطهور فغمس يده فتوضأ فتتبعناه فحسوناه فقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ما حملكم على ما فعلتم قلنا حب الله ورسوله قال فإن أحببتم أن يحبكم الله ورسوله فأدوا إذا أتمنتم واستقوا إذا حدثتم وأحسنوا جوار من جاوركم شرب ابن الزبير رضي الله عنهما دم النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أن عامر بن عبد الله بن الزبير رضي الله عنهما أن أباه حدثه أنه أتى النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم وهو يحتجم فلما فرغ قال يا عبد الله اذهب بهذا الدم فأهرقه حيث لا يراك أحد فلما برز عن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم عمد إلى الدم فشربه، فلما رجع قال: يا عبد الله، ما صنعت بالدم؟ قال: جعلته في أخفى مكان علمت أنه يخفى على الناس. قال: لعلك شربته؟ قال: نعم. قال: ولم شربت الدم؟ ويل للناس منك وويل لك من الناس. قال أبو موسى: قال أبو عاصم: فكانوا يرون أن القوة التي به من ذلك الدم. وفي رواية: فيرون أن القوة التي كانت في ابن الزبير رضي الله عنهما من قوة دم رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. عن كيسان مولى عبد الله بن الزبير رضي الله عنهما قال: دخل سلمان رضي الله عنه على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم، وإذا عبد الله بن الزبير معه طاسة يشرب ما فيها، فدخل عبد الله على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فقال له: فرغت؟ قال: نعم. قال سلمان: ما ذاك يا رسول الله؟ قال: أعطيته غسالة محاجمي يهريق ما فيها. قال سلمان: ذاك شربه والذي بعثك بالحق. قال: شربت؟ قال: نعم. قال: لما؟ قال: أحببت أن يكون دم رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم في جوفي. فقال بيده على رأس ابن الزبير وقال: ويل لك من الناس وويل للناس منك، لا تمسك النار إلا قسم اليمين. شرب سفينة دم رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. قال: احتجم النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال: خذ هذا الدم فادفنه من الدواب والطير والناس. فتغيبت فشربته ثم ذكرت ذلك له فضحك. قصته صلى الله عليه وسلم مع مالك بن سنان رضي الله عنه يوم أحد وما قال فيه. عن أبي سعيد الخدري رضي الله عنه أن أباه مالك بن سنان لما أصيب رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم في وجهه يوم أحد مص دم رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وازدرده، فقيل له: أتشرب الدم؟ فقال: نعم، أشرب دم رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: خالط دمي دمه لا تمسه النار. حديث أم حكيمة بن بنت أميمة رضي الله عنهما في شرب بوله صلى الله عليه وسلم. عن حكيمة بنت أميمة عن أمها قالت: كان للنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قدح من عيدان يبول فيه ويضعه تحت سريره، فقام فطلبه فلم يجده، فسأل فقال: أين القدح؟ قالوا: شربته سرة خادم أم سلمة التي قدمت معها من أرض الحبشة. فقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: لقد احتذرت من النار بحذار. The adab and respect and love and honor the Sahaba Ikram had for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hazrat Anas radiallahu anhu says that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he used to sit with the Muhajireen and the Ansar and his companions, the Sahaba Ikram radiallahu anhu jama'in, and amongst them used to be Hazrat Abu Bakr and Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu ma. See, besides Hazrat Abu Bakr and Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu ma, the other Sahaba Ikram, they did not have that courage or the jur'ah to even look at Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam straight in the face. They could not see him straight in the eye to eye, out of haya and modesty and shame for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But Abu Bakr and Umar radiallahu anhu ma, because of the seniority and the nearness and the togetherness with the Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they used to look at Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to look at them and they used to smile at each other also. Sahaba ikram, how they used to sit around Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They say that we used to sit around Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with such respect and adab and with so much stillness in our body, no movements etc., as if there are birds perched on our heads. Birds are sitting on top of us. And no one should have the courage to talk amongst us. Till someone came, some other people came and sat down from outside. And they asked Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that, O Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, who is the most beloved of the servants of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala to Allah? So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam replied, the best amongst you in character, the person whose character is the best, is very, very beloved to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. One narration it is mentioned, that Usama bin Shariq says, when I came to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and I saw the companions of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam sitting around him, they were sitting with so much adab, respect and stillness, hardly any movement in the bodies, as if birds were perched on their heads, birds were sitting on them. Hazrat Bara ibn Azib radiallahu anhu says, I wanted to ask Rasulullah SAW a certain question regarding some matter, but I kept on delaying it, and kept on delaying it for 2 years, because I did not have that courage to face Nabi SAW and look him in the face and speak to him directly. So much honor and ru'ub and awe was in my heart for Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. As Az-Zuhri says, that some of the Ansar then have narrated to me that when Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam used to make wudu, he used to clear his throat and remove the saliva or the phlegm from his mouth. Sahaba Ikram used to rush towards it. They should rush towards the water of the wudu that was falling from his limbs, or towards the saliva or that phlegm that Nabi Sallam took out. And before it reached the ground, they should quickly grab it. And with that, they should rub it on their faces and on their bodies. So Nabi Sallam asked them, that, why are you doing this? So they should reply, O Rasulullah Sallam, to gain your barakah and blessings. Rasulullah Sallam told them, that whosoever loves, that Allah must love him and his Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi must love him. If you want real barakah and blessings in your life, if you want real love of Allah and Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, then always speak the truth. Do not speak lies. Always fulfill your amanat and trust, and do not harm or irritate or give takleef to your neighbors in any way. Then you will gain the love of Allah and his Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Urwa bin Mas'ud, what he had to say regarding the respect of the Sahaba Ikram for Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Urwa bin Mas'ud was that person who came to negotiate on the occasion of Hudaybiyah, and the peace treaty of Hudaybiyah was being signed between the Kuffar of Makkah and Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and the Muslims. So he was the person that was the in-between. So he says that while I was there, I'm looking and studying the companions of Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. I'm looking at them very, very closely. And by the qasam of Allah, wallahi, whenever Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had to clear his throat and had to take out his mubarak saliva or his phlegm from his mouth, not a single of the sahaba allowed it to fall onto the ground. They were there waiting for it to catch it into the palms of their hands. And he used to rub it on his face and on his body. If Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam gives them any order or command, they all rush forward to fulfill and obey the command of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If he has to make wudu, then they fight with one another to take over the remains of the water that is dripping from the mubarak body of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, from the wudu water. When he has to speak, all of them are totally silent, the spin drop silence. And all of them are listening very, very attentively to what he has to say. And I never saw any one of them looking at him directly in the eye, eye to eye contact. Always they are looking down in respect of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Urwa says, when I returned to my companions back in Makkah Mukarrama, to the Kufar, I told them, O people, wallahi, by the qasam of Allah, I have been sent as an envoy to many, many kings and rulers of different countries. I went as an envoy to the Caesar, to the Kisra, to the Najashi, the emperors of Rome, the emperors of Persia, the emperors of Abyssinia. But wallahi, by the qasam of Allah, I did not see any king getting that amount of respect from his companions, how the companions of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam show respect to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hazrat Abdurrahman bin Harith, he, Sulami says, once we are sitting with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked for some water to make wudu. He put his hand into that and he started making wudu. Says that, as he was making the wudu, we are fighting over that water and we are drinking that water. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked him, why are you doing this? So he replied, for this love of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told them, if you want Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to love you, then فَأَدُّوا إِذَا أُتُمِنْتُمْ. If any amanat or trust is entrusted to you, then make sure you fulfill that amanat and trust. وَاسْتُقُوا إِذَا حَدَّثْتُمْ. When you speak, speak the truth. Do not speak lies. وَأَحْسِنُوا جِوَارَ مَنْ جَاوَرَكُمْ. And be good neighbors to, and show kindness and good character to your neighbors. Abdullah bin Zubair radiallahu anhu, he says that once he came and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was having his cupping done. He was removing the blood from his body. He was being treated with cupping. After he had finished, he told, oh, Abdullah, come here. So Abdullah, take this blood of mine and dispose of it in such a place where no one can see you. So Abdullah radiallahu anhu takes the blood of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he goes away. And he goes to a secret place, a hidden place, and he drinks the blood of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. After some time he comes back. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asks him, oh Abdullah, what did you do with the blood? So Abdullah radiallahu anhu replies, I placed it in such a place, in such a hidden place, such a secret place, that I know that no one will be able to see it there. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam caught up and said, looks like you drank my blood. Did you drink it? So he replied, yes. So Abdullah, why did you drink this blood? Why did you drink this blood? وَيْلُ لِلنَّاسِ مِنْكْ وَوَيْلُ لَكَ مِنَ النَّاسِ. That the enemies of Allah will be destroyed by you and you will also suffer at the hands of the enemies of Allah. Then Abu Musa says, one of the companions and Tabi'in, they say that people used to speak that the strength, the spiritual strength, the physical strength that Abdullah bin Zubair radiallahu anhu had, his valor, his heroism on the battlefield, etc., they attributed to the blood of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that was mixed up with his blood. Because he had the blood of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in his body. So everyone was unanimous on this, that the strength that he used to get on the battlefield and everywhere else, and even his beauty, the spirituality, the ruhaniyat, the beauty on his face, was because of the barakat of the blood of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mixed up with his blood. Kaysan, the free slave of Abdullah bin Zubair radiallahu anhu, says, one Salman radiallahu anhu came to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he saw Abdullah bin Zubair radiallahu anhu had a bowl or a plate with him and he was drinking something from that plate. So Abdullah, after he finished drinking, he came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked him, did he finish? So he replied, yes. So Salman asked, what are you asking him about, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells Salman radiallahu anhu that I gave him the blood that was removed from my body through cupping, so he must go and dispose of it. So Salman radiallahu anhu says, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I saw him drinking something and I'm sure he drank that blood of yours. By the qasam of that being who has sent you the truth, I'm sure he drank it. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked him, O Abdullah, did you drink the blood? So he replied in the affirmative, yes, I drank it. Why, O Abdullah? O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I loved that your blood be mixed up with my blood in my body. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam took his Mubarak hand, placed it on the head of Abdullah bin Zubair radiallahu anhu, patted his head. He was still a young child at that time and told him, وَيْدُ لَكَ مِنَ النَّاسِ. The enemies of Islam will suffer at your hands.
That means Allah will use you to deal with the enemies of Islam. And you will also go through a lot of difficulties and hardships for the sake of the deen of Allah. And finally you will be martyred by them also. And the fire of Jahannam will never ever touch your body. Illa qasam al yameen. Except that which Allah speaks in the Quran Sharif. Wa im minkum illa wariduha kana ala rabbika hatman maqdiya. That everyone, each and every person, from Adam alayhi salam till the last baby to be born before Qiyamah, everyone will have to cross over the Sirat and will have to go via Jahannam. People of Iman and A'mal, they will be saved, but others will be taken into Jahannam. So only that much he will go into Jahannam, but he'll be taken out just for that very, very short period, and then he'll be taken out. Similarly, so we see
the incident of Malik bin Sinan radiallahu anhu and the incident of Safina radiallahu anhu, how they also drank from the blood of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam was injured on the occasion of the battle of Uhud and the rings of his helmet had entered into his cheek, they were deeply embedded into his cheek. So one of the people that treated Hazrat Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was Malik bin Sinan radiallahu anhu. Abu Sayyid radiallahu anhu, Abu Sayyid Khudri radiallahu anhu says that his father Malik bin Sinan radiallahu anhu treated Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam and removed the rings from the Mubarak face of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And when he removed it, the blood was flowing up from the face of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And he licked that blood and swallowed the blood of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So it was asked, people started asking him, do you drink blood? So he said, yes, I drink the blood of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So then Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam told him that khadata dami damahu la tamassuhu an-nar, that my blood has been mixed up with his blood, the fire of Jahannam will never ever touch him. Hukaymah bint Umayma radiallahu anha narrates from her mother, she says, the Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to have a container made from wood, and he used to relieve himself in this container and should be placed under his bed. Maybe it was the old age of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam when weakness, etc., had settled in the body of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And now to go out in the open became difficult. So Rasulullah used to relieve himself in a container. And that container used to stay under the bed of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So on one occasion Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam stood up and is looking for that container. Did not find it there. So he asked, where is this container? So the people replied that Surrah, the maid servant of Salama radiallahu anha, when she returned from Habasha after the Hijrah, she returned from Habasha, Abyssinia, she came back with this maid servant from Habasha. So she saw this container and she drank the contents of this container. So then Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam says that laqadih tadharat min an-nar bi hidar. And verily she has really fortified herself and built a very, very strong barrier between her and the fire of Jahannam. My respected elders and dear brothers, this was the love the Sahaba Ikram had for Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Nabi of Allah, the most beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What love Sahaba Ikram had for him. That was, we were prepared to do anything for Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. After all, who he was? He was the one that linked us to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He was our savior that came and taught us about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He showed us a road towards Jannah and showed us a way to save ourselves from the fire of Jahannam. Yeah. What was the lives of Sahaba Ikram before Iman, before Islam? No one wanted to rule over them. Worse than animals they were living. But when Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam came with the deen of Allah, you see, they became radiyallahu anhum wa radu an. They became the most beloved of the servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And how? Because they showed that love and respect and muhabbat for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They followed Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in every aspect to the detail, every detail. They followed Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That's why you see, Allah gave them the title in this dunya, radiyallahu anhum wa radu an. Allah was pleased with them and they were pleased with Allah. They were pleased with every decision of Allah. Whatever condition Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put them in, they were pleased with the decisions of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Allah was pleased with them, they were pleased with Allah. They were the beloveds of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they were beloveds of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu anhu says, if you want to follow anyone, follow those people that have passed away. He was addressing the tabi'een, those people that came after sahaba ikram. Man kana mustannan falyastanna biman qad mat. If you have to follow anyone, follow those people that have passed away. Ulaika ashabu Muhammadin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They are the companions of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Abarrahum qulubaha وَأَعْمَقَهُمْ عِلْمًا وَأَقَلَّهُمْ تَكَلُّفًا. They had the most cleanest and the most pious of hearts. Their hearts were connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They were very, very deep in the knowledge and ilm of deen. And they had very, very little bit takalluf and formalities in their life. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala specially chose them. اِخْتَارَهُمُ اللَّهُ لِسُحْبَةِ نَبِيِّهِ صلى الله عليه وسلم وَلِنَقْلِ دِينِهِ. Allah Pak specially chose them and selected them for the suhbat and the companionship of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and taking on his deen forward. Ulaika ashabu Muhammadin sallallahu alaihi wasallam. These are the companions of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. My respected elders and dear brothers, we also, if we want success, if we want happiness, if we want the pleasure of Allah, we will have to follow in their footsteps. That is why we are told to come out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The qualities of Sahaba Ikram, the six sifat, the qualities of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which Nabi sallam taught to Sahaba Ikram. The power of Iman, the quwwat of La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. The quality of Salatul Khushu and Khudu, concentration and devotion. The true ilm of Deen, the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Honoring one another for the sake of Allah. All our actions for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ikhlas, sincerity of our intention, and striving in the path of Allah, these were the qualities of Sahaba Ikram radiallahu ajma'in. If we also bring those qualities into our lives, inshallah Allah Pak will raise us up with this Mubarak and blessed band of Sahaba Ikram on the day of Qiyamah. Man tashabbaha biqawmin fahuwa minhum. If we follow in their footsteps, even Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will love us, my dear brothers. Qul in kuntum تحبون الله فاتبعوني يحببكم الله ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم. O Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, tell your followers, if you want the love of Allah, then follow Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Then Allah will love you. يحببكم الله. Allah does not say يحببكم الله. Allah says يحببكم الله. يحببكم الله. Allah will love you. And يحببكم الله. Not only Allah will love you, but Allah will place your love in the hearts of the masses also. When Allah loves someone, Allah announces to Jibreel alayhi salam, or Jibreel, I love so and so, you also love so and so. Jibreel alayhi salam announces to the Ahlus Sama, the inhabitants of the skies, Allah loves so and so, I also love so and so, you the inhabitants of the sky, you also love that person. Then that announcement is made on the face of this earth. And the love of that person is put in the hearts of the people. That is why we see the awliya Allah, everyone loves them. Why? But Allah put that love in the heart. Yuhbibkumullah. If you want the love of Allah, if you want the love of Rasulullah, if you want the love of the malaika, if you want the love of the people in the hearts, then fattabi'uni. Follow the way of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In the way of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is 100% success. My success, your success, everyone's success lies in obeying the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the way and the manner shown to us by Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That is why we are encouraged to come out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All is coming out in the path of Allah, whether it's for 4 months, 40 days, 3 days, our gash, our ta'aleem, our mashara, all this. Why? So that we can bring practical deen into our lives. Allah can become happy with us. We can become the true followers of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and how we can become the means of the deen of Allah spreading in the whole world till the day of Qiyamah. Allah keep us with Iman, take us with Iman, and raise us up on the day of Qiyamah with Iman. All of us make niyat inshallah. Allah give us tawfiq to make amal inshallah. Also my dear respected elders and dear brothers, one is the amal of the day, one is the amal of the night. The amal of the night, as we are told in the Quran Kareem, that قُمِ اللَّيْلَ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا نِصْفَهُ أَوْ انْقُصْ مِنْهُ قَلِيلًا أَوْ زِدْ عَلَيْهِ. Standing up for tahajjud salat. Whether it's 2 rakats, 4 rakats, 6 rakats, 8 rakats. How much you can manage? Cannot manage long, long rakats. Even that 5-10 minutes, first rakat, Surah Kothar, Inna Atayna Kal Kothar. Second rakat, Surah Ikhlas. Someone saw Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi in his dream, and saw him in a very good condition, in Jannah. To ask him, that your Ihya ul-Ulum, that great kitab that you wrote, that was that the means of your savior? Say, no, ma nafa'ani illa rukay'at. That what helped me was the short rakats of tahajjud salat that I should read at the time of tahajjud. Those came to my assistance, and Allah gave me the stage in Jannah. So let us also make it a habit of standing up at night for tahajjud salat. And then we see, one of the amal of the night is, وَرَتِّلِ الْقُرْآنَ تَرْتِيلًا. To recite the Qur'an Kareem, looking inside the Qur'an Sharif, looking at the words of the Qur'an Sharif, putting our finger and looking and reading, making tilawat of the Qur'an Sharif. And then we see, وَذْكُرْ إِسْمَ رَبِّكَ. To make dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at the time of tahajjud, or tasbihat. Making the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar. Nada amal at the time of tahajjud, wabil ashari hum yastaghfirun, istighfar. Allah Pak mentions these qualities of the people of Iman, the Quran Kareem. At the time of tahajjud, they are making istighfar, asking Allah Pak for forgiveness. Watabattal ilayhi tabatila, tadarru' and dua, crying in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in dua. So these are the amal of the night. Tahajjud, tilawat, tasbihat, dhikrullah, istighfar, dua, etc. So inshallah, our nights will also become valuable, inshallah. All of us make niyat, inshallah. Allah give us tawfiq to make amal. Try to sleep according to the sunnah tariqah. And also when we go down to eat, let us eat according to the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Washing our hands, reading bismillah before eating, sitting down, trying to share with one another, eating from front of us, not wasting any food, not letting, if any morsel falls onto the dasturkhan, picking it up and eating it, not letting it go to waste. We look after the ni'mas of Allah, Allah Pak will put barakat in our lives. But may Allah forgive us, may Allah protect us, if we throw away food, or that food that fell down and is wrapped up in that paper and thrown in the bin, does not happen, Allah Pak takes his ni'mas away from us. Allah Pak mustn't make us taste of poverty. But if we look after the ni'mats of Allah, we make shukr for the ni'mats of Allah, that one grain of rice, that one breadcrumb is picked up and eaten, our plates are wiped properly and cleansed properly, clean, we wipe our plates. Inshallah, Allah Pak will shower his rahmats upon us. Allah will continuously send his blessings upon us. Allah Pak give all of us tawfiq to make amal, inshallah. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم ربنا وجعلنا مسلمين لك ومن ذريتنا أمة مسلمة لك وأرنا مناسكنا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم اللهم اقسم لنا من خشيتك ما تحول به بيننا وبين معصيتك ومن طاعتك ما تبلغنا به جنتك ومن اليقين ما تهون به علينا مصائب الدنيا اللهم متعنا بأسماعنا وأبصارنا وقواتنا ما أحييتنا واجعله الوارث منا واجعل ثأرنا على من ظلمنا وانصرنا على من عادانا وانصرنا على من عادانا وانصرنا على من عادانا ولا تجعل مصيبتنا في ديننا ولا تجعل الدنيا أكبر همنا ولا مبلغ علمنا ولا تسلط علينا من لا يرحمنا ولا تسلط علينا من لا يرحمنا ولا تسلط علينا من لا يرحمنا سبحان الله وبحمده سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.